The Raleigh Cigarette Program from Hollywood, starring Red Skelton with Ozzie Nelson and his orchestra, Harriet Hilliard, and yours truly, Truman Bradley. Many changes are predicted for 1943, but we'll forecast a mighty happy change if you switch to Raleigh cigarettes. That's no guesswork either, because you can see for yourself by comparison that the tobaccos in Raleigh's are unmistakably more golden in color. That's the expert's test of choicer, more expensive tobaccos, your assurance of finer quality. And for unrivaled richness, smoothness, mildness, 31 of these better tobaccos are blended into Raleigh's to produce a full, mellow, completely satisfying flavor. There'll be added glee in 43, too, because Raleigh coupons may be redeemed for dozens of handsome luxury premiums. Greet the new year with new cheer. Meet the pack with the coupon on the back, Raleigh Cigarettes. And now we bring you Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's young comedian, the star of our show, Red Skelton.
Thank you very much. The bass fiddle solo there. The rest of the band is down at the Biltmore Bowl. Thank you and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. How are you tonight, Truman? You're really looking good. How do you feel, kid?
Wait a minute. Red, not so fast.
I can't help it. I just got back from a visit up at Henry J. Kaiser Shipyards.
Gosh, they must really do things fast up there, huh?
Fast? One guy took time out to sneeze the other day and he had to run all the way to Australia to finish tapping a nail on the head.
I missed the boat once.
You did, Ozzie?
Yeah, she told me she'd never been kissed. Mm-hmm. So I acted like a brother towards her.
Oh, what happened?
Well, I saw her later at a party, and it was every man for himself.
A lot of brothers, huh?
I suppose you christened one of the boats while you were there, Ed.
No, but my uncle christened one of the boats with an empty bottle of champagne.
An empty champagne bottle? Why?
I told you it was my uncle, didn't I?
Listen, Red. I didn't know you were so interested in ships.
Oh, sure, I'm a good sailor.
Good sailor, huh?
Yeah.
Have you ever been on a boat?
Nope, not that good.
Gee, it certainly is a great thing. Henry Kaiser's ships go all over the world, don't
they? Yeah, the Atlantic Ocean, the Pacific Ocean, the Arctic Ocean, and Hollywood Boulevard.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute, Red. Hollywood Boulevard isn't an ocean.
No, stick around, brother. Stick around. Hello, Harriet.
Say, Mr. Kaiser really launches those boats fast, doesn't he?
You said it. So many boats came sliding down into the water, an oyster came up from the bay with his wife, and he says, come on, Mabel, let's get out of this madhouse.
I knew about boats once.
You did, Ozzie?
Yes, when I was 5 years old, I used to play in the bathtub, but I had to give it up.
How come?
Well, one day my father came in to take a bath and sat on a two-masted schooner.
You know, I asked Mr. Kaiser if I could work on the production line for a while, and he let me.
Gosh, that must have been fun.
Yeah, as soon as I got in there, some guy starts throwing red-hot rivets at me. You're supposed to catch those in a little bucket, they told me, as they were spraying my hair with a hose.
Red, did you meet the foreman on the job?
Oh, boy, and what a tough guy he is. One of the fellows had an accident and broke his arm.
What happened?
Foreman looked at it and he says, here, take one of mine. Get back to work.
Say, Red, did you get a letter from Wonderful Smith this
week?
Yeah,
I did. It's very short, though.
I hope he got some nice presents. Red. I know his girl was knitting him a sweater. Did he say whether he got it or not?
Yeah, it says, Dear Mr. Skelton and friends, he's up at John T. Knight, you know. It says, my girlfriend knitted me a sweater, and it's a funny thing. It fits every man in my regiment. At the same time.
Does he say what they had for dinner on Christmas?
Yeah, he said we had a wonderful Christmas dinner. Turkey, of course. I won't say what part of the bird I got, but I'm glad a turkey ain't built like a P-38.
Every Tom and Dick and Harry has a girl he wants to marry. Every Sultan has 100 wives or two. I've a wonderful suggestion, 'cause I'd like to pop the question, darling. Why shouldn't I have you? Every sailor has a cutie. Every soldier has a beauty. The Marines, I hear, have landed quite a few. Every Injun has a squaw. Every paw has got his maw. Why shouldn't I have you? I'm